We intend to make public the minutes of today's meeting because of the lack of trust in the people governing football in Ireland. And we will publish all minutes from today's meeting, which will clearly demonstrate that there is a witch hunt, there was a kangaroo court, and this has been a predetermined outcome. I was told by three different people on Thursday that this association have decided they relegate this club. They've actually put us out of football. They haven't even relegated this club, they've put us out of football. How worse can it get? I mean, we have been provided with one document today. One document. This dual contract accusation that's about our club, which is a very serious accusation to be making about any business. The original contract which we signed was in January 2008, and it was a holding contract because the season hadn't even started. We signed the official standard players contract with this player in February 08. And if you look at the rule in the standard players contract, it makes all our contracts null and void. So we're talking about a contract that was in place for less than 2 weeks, and it was a holding contract until a proper registration form could be completed. And the FAI feel fit to put Derry City out of senior football for that. We've received no natural justice whatsoever, none. We weren't provided with any documentation. And the notes from the meeting that took place on Wednesday were refused to our legal person. We weren't provided with any documentary evidence whatsoever. And as I say, it's disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. We have got players at our football club not knowing what's going to happen. We've got employees at our football club. We've got directors. We've got volunteers. We've got one of the best supports in Ireland. And no one now knows what's going to happen. If there's any legal mechanism whatsoever, north or south, we will be challenging this. We will not be accepting this. We are not accepting the judgment of the FAI today. And they've also told us that we don't even have a right to appeal. We don't even have a right to appeal this anywhere. Shame on them. Shame on every single one of them in that room today.